I want to share two questions. The first one is a technical question with a good lesson, and the second one is a bigger question. First question is, we have, as famous as it can get, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. The Jewish people camped there by the mountain. Vayichan Sham Yisrael. The Jewish people, Vayichan, it's actually not correct. It shouldn't be Vayichan, and he camped there. It should be Vayachanu. They encamped there. It's Yisrael. It's the entire Jewish people. And yet it's done in a singular form. Why is that? I think it's an important question. So Rashi tells us the famous answer, Ki ish echad b'lev echad. Rashi points out that when they get there, they're one person, one heart, one purpose. Rashi does point out, which is not quite as famous, doesn't make it into any of the songs that we sing, that this was the only time. Yeah, there's no other time in Sefer, in the Torah, where we see the unity of the Jewish people. They're all on the same page. So it's great. They're all on the same page. They're all one heart. It's great. Another question. Why was the Torah given in Midbar Sinai? Why couldn't it be given in the land of Israel? Wouldn't it have been so much easier? Go straight to the land of Israel, get the Torah, and then go conquer the land. Now, there is an answer that if the Jewish, in the Mechilta says, if the Jewish people had gone straight to the land of Israel, they would have gotten so busy doing their work and taking care of their fields and their estates, nobody would have had the time for the Torah. 40 years is get the Torah, learn the Torah, create the Torah culture, and then go on. But again, why in the middle of the desert? Maybe you could have done it Eveliardin, somewhere before they conquered that land. Why does that have to be in the middle of nowhere? So I want to share with you an answer I heard years ago, but I think it's very important. And I think it perhaps sheds light on Rashi's comment as well. The Torah was given in the desert because in the desert, nobody could ever say Sinai is my land. Had it been given in the land of Israel or Me'ever Yarden, you know what would have happened? There would have been a Shevet that said Sinai is ours and therefore the Torah is ours. So it would have happened. And then you would have had a caste system in terms of who owns the Torah. And don't think that that's not significant, because in the times that they lived in, the educational system was only meant for the elite. Only the priests could read. Judaism's contribution was, as Rabbi Sacks so often points out, it was that everybody has a portion, and everybody can learn, and everybody should read. That's what we believe in. So we go so far as to make sure that the land that the Torah was given in is a hefkervelt. It's nobody could ever say we own it, and therefore we have more of a claim in the Torah. Perhaps that's Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. The Jewish people are about to embrace getting the Torah. As they're about to get the Torah, one of the things that's going to be for a moment, and it might be the only moment, is that everybody's even. Nobody has a greater share. Nobody has a greater voice. Nobody has a greater say. That's an amazing thing. It's something that we all too often forget, is that there are people that don't feel that they have a voice, and it's people that feel that they don't have a space. The Torah is a morashah to Kehilas Yaakov, to all the Jewish people, to the entire congregation. And the congregation is often an eclectic mix of people. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. They're all there, B'kish Echad B'lev Echad, because they have one heart. They have one purpose, because they all feel included. I think that that's a very, very, very important thing to remember, that we need to always make sure that we're giving everybody a space and everybody a place. Have a great day.